Saturday night at 7:30 at the Old Woolery Stone Mill on West Tap Road in Bloomington, Voces Nove presents Eugene Debs, an American original, a dramatic narrative with music. Joe Gaines will be appearing as Eugene Debs in a script that's written by our guest Stephen Ashby. The performance will be conducted by our other guest, the artistic director of Voces Nove, Sue Swaney. Thanks very much to both of you for coming in. Let's begin with the words. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Stephen.
Well, I've been a labor studies professor here for 9 years. My dissertation was on American labor after World War II, and I've written a book on plight of the Staley workers who were locked out in Decatur, Illinois in the 90s and waged a huge national labor struggle.
Tell us a little bit about Eugene Debs and how you came to put this together.
Well, Eugene Debs is one of the most famous Indiana citizens in our history. He was a great labor leader, beloved by workers. He lived from 1855 to 1926, so his life coincided with the Industrial Revolution. And, of course, he became a central labor figure in the fight of working people to improve their plight during those years and the right to form a union and an eight-hour day and livable wages.
Now, how did it happen that you and Susan and Voces Nove got together on this?
Well, Sue and Alex have the theatrical talent. They asked me if I might add some insights as a labor historian.
Alexandra Morfitt is a member of Voces Nove, and it was her idea originally to investigate Eugene Debs. Alexandra and I sat down with Sally Gaskell, who's also a member of the choir, and she knew Stephen, and so I just, you know, in my usual way, just called him up and said, would you like to write us a script for this? And he was very nice about it and said that he would.
Talking with Susan Swaney, who's the artistic director of Voces Nove, and Stephen Ashby, who's a professor of labor studies and also the author of the script for Eugene Debs, an Indiana original. Sue, tell us a little bit about the music that you've chosen to be used for Eugene Debs, an Indiana original.
Well, it's a huge variety of music, actually. We have a brass ensemble and percussion. We're including two movements of Testament of Freedom by Randall Thompson, which is actually text by Thomas Jefferson. We like the idea of including the Thomas Jefferson text because Eugene Debs so often went back to the founding principles of the country, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, all of those things. Then there are a setting of Whitman, Stephen Foster's Hard Times, which is a really beautiful piece. And then we have a string band helping us to do some more folky kinds of things. And then some audience sing-along of socialist campaign songs from the Debs campaigns and labor union songs that are to familiar tunes, and they're just fun to sing.
Stephen, the person speaking your words is an actor named Joe Gaines. And Joe is really deeply into this at this point, I gather.
Oh, yes. And it's an unusual kind of setting. It's not exactly a play. It's not exactly a musical. It's a one-person play with music.
And some narration.
And with the choir. So it's going to be a very exciting evening. And I think the people that attend will find that Gene Debs' words were that Joe will speak were almost like poetry. He was able to express very radical ideas, unfortunately radical, the right of working people to have a decent life and be paid a decent wage and not die on the job are still considered radical, I guess, in really everyday language.
We've been talking with Stephen Ashby. He's the author of the script, and Susan Swaney, the director of Voces Nove, about the upcoming production of Eugene Debs' Indiana Original. It'll be presented in the Old Woolery Stone Mill, 2200 West Tap Road. That's between the roundabout and Highway 37. It's just across the street from Clear Creek Walking Trail. And that's Saturday at 7:30. I'm George Walker.